It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone.
Good morning, folks. Thank you for joining us again on Under Your Home with DryZone. We're here again this morning with company owner Bill Anderson and sales manager Derek McCara. Go ahead and say good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Thanks again for joining us. Like I said, let me go ahead and give you our contact info before we get going. 302-684-5034. 302-684-5034. You can also reach us online. It's dryzone.com. You can sign up right there for your free inspection. We'll give you a call and set you up a good time with one of our inspectors. If you feel like giving us an email, that's fine too. The general mailbox is info@dryzone.com, or you can send one directly to Bill, and that's just bill@dryzone.com. All right, so thanks again for being here with me today, boys. Let's go ahead and talk about, what do you think, sump pumps and drainage systems, some little water management. Sound good?
Great topic. A lot of people have a horrible idea on what sump pumps, how they're supposed to work and how they look. And I can tell you, I have seen some really shoddy designs on sump pumps and how they're installed. Typically, you know, usually what you see is you see the 5-gallon bucket with holes drilled in it, then any kind of sump pump stuck down there with a corrugated pipe coming outside.
So you're lucky if you get the holes drilled in it sometimes.
And typically it doesn't work. I mean, most of the time when I see those, the homeowner says that my sump pump quit working, and I go down there and the sump pump is actually encased in mud.
Oh.
Where it's actually come through the holes and has managed to encase everything. Now, when it comes to sump pumps, one of the nice things with DryZone is we have managed to cover just about every kind of scenario we can think of. One of the things that I try to make homeowners understand is, you know, we ask homeowners questions, which this particular one really kind of throws them off a little bit. And it's kind of strange to even ask the question. You know, when we ask a question, well, you know, do you want your basement or your crawl space to be dry? And of course, the homeowner says, yes, that's the whole idea. It's wet now and I want it to be dry. And then the next question out of my mouth is, well, do you want it to be dry all the time? And that's what really throws them off.
Well, what do you mean by dry all the time? That seems like a silly question.
And it does seem like a silly question, but what it really has to do with is the products that we can put down there to make it dry all the time. And where I'm going with this is I can install 15 sump pumps in your crawl space or in your basement. How many sump pumps do you want? I can put as many down there as you want. But the point is if you lose electricity, those sump pumps run on electric. So if you lose electricity, it don't matter how many sump pumps you purchased and how many you put down there. Without electricity, none of them are going to work. So in that situation, we have a sump pump. It's called the Ultra Sump. Brad?
Is that that's the battery backup, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So you're talking about, like you said, if you put, let's just go normal matters, let's say one or two sump pumps down there, and you lose electricity, then, you know, I have the best sump pumps in the world, but power went out. So that's a bad situation.
And you flooded your basement.
Exactly. So to prevent that, what we're actually looking to do is we'll put us a battery backup down there, our Ultra Sump, and that's connected to a separate power source, a battery. And what happens is when your power goes out, the water in the sump pump bucket, the crock, will raise up far enough to where it hits the battery backup pump and switches it on automatically. Nice thing is you don't have to do any kind of maintenance or work or anything to turn it on. It just does it automatically. Then when your power's out, the battery takes care of it. I believe it goes 12 to 15,000 gallons of water on one pump. It's quite a bit of water it can pump out on one charge. So, you know, if you're a normal power outage and it's out for an hour or so, you'll probably be all right. It's the kind of thing that they get it for peace of mind. It's always a fantastic way to have it because when the power goes out, the last thing you want to worry about is whether or not your basement's going to flood because it's just one more thing.
Exactly. And when is your power going to go out? On a beautiful Sunday?
No, never.
Where the sun's shining and everything? No. It's going to go out when we have our huge storms, when we have our lightning, when we have our hurricanes. That's when the power's going to go out, when buckets of rain are falling from the sky. And that is when you need your sump pump.
Absolutely.
That's the time you need for that thing to be reliable and working. Now, the sump pump actually has some really unique features that nobody else has. For instance, we have water watch alarm systems on them that let you know that the sump pump is not operating properly or the power has gone out. We have on the backup battery sump pump part of it, the actual charging station that keeps the battery charged at all time actually has a separate alarm that lets you know that you're operating on auxiliary power, which gives you time, while that's working, gives you time to contact DryZone, call Bill at 2 o'clock in the morning and let him know. And let him know that, hey, I'm on backup battery power. I need to get this sump pump up and working. By that time, Bill can jump up, help, no shoes at all, and run out to your house and get that thing fixed.
Now the
awesome.
He's excited about that.
Awesome.
So the you mentioned earlier when you asked a question, you said you want to dry, which obviously you want your basement or crawl space dry, and then you say, do you want to dry all the time? What else does all the time entail? I mean, obviously you want a battery backup, but what else are you talking about? Like, what other situations would you want to protect against?
Okay. Now, we have some homeowners that have these really nice basements, okay? And if you're out there, you know who I'm talking about. These are those beautiful basements that you've dropped a lot of money into, make them livable space. You want to be able to enjoy them, and you don't want to have to worry about them. Some of our homeowners in the area that we live in down here, some of these homes are part-time homes. They don't come down here all the time. They can't keep an eye on them all the time. So, yeah, the sump pump is really the ultra sump is really great when you lose power. You can rely on that. But you don't want that basement to ever flood, because if it ever floods, then it's going to ruin everything in it. We have a product called Triple Safe. Now, this is a sump pump on steroids. Basically, what this pump has in it is it's a bigger basket. It has two Zoller pumps in it that sit at different levels, and it has an ultra sump in it as well. So if the water rises and we start getting a lot of water in there, for some reason the walls are broke loose and the water is coming in, at that point the sump pump can handle it. But if for some reason it rises higher than the one Zoller pump can handle, it will kick on the second Zoller pump. So therefore, two pumps run at the same time. Even if you lose electricity, you still have the backup battery pump. The chances of you being able to override three pumps are slim and none. So this gives you that added security when you're away from your home, that no matter what, your basement is going to be dry, and your stuff that you've put in there is going to be protected.
So you're saying within the Triple Safe system, you have two electric pumps and a battery backup pump.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. That's a lot of protection, and that's something that I think anyone, like you said, with the space of a finished basement, like for instance, my parents have a finished basement in their house, and it's definitely the place where we hung out, you know, as younger kids and as we grew up. And now my son, he's 10, and he hangs out in there as well. And it's a nice room because basically it's always climate controlled. You know, it's the ground never gets too hot or too cold. So it's always nice down there. If that flooded, then we would be really bad off. It's like our favorite room. So this kind of protection is something that can really be a huge benefit for anyone with a finished space in their basement, or even not a finished space. If you just have a lot of storage down there and you want to make sure it never gets ruined, that sounds like the way to go.
Yeah, the Triple Safe is actually a fantastic product, especially for basements that have a tendency to get a lot of water, or if you're in an area that has a really high water table, this sump pump can do some pumping. Now, let's not overlook some of the other products that, you know, come along with that are actually installed in the sump pumps, like the drain system on the top of the sump pump, the flood drain system.
Built right into the lid, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Basically what it is, it's a cone shape, and it goes down into the sump pump from the lid, and it has a ball in there, like a small plastic.
It's like a little racquetball almost, yeah.
And what happens is if by chance, let's say you get a plumbing leak in your basement, or even in your crawl space, if you put one in the crawl space, and this is on not just on the Triple Safe, this is on all of our sump pumps. What happens is the water would come down out of the pipe, wherever your leak was, and then it would run across the lid, sound the water watch alarm system, go into the cone, float the ball, and it would go down into the sump pump. And then the sump pump is not just capable of pumping out water leaks from the floors, it's also capable of pumping out any plumbing leaks you might have.
It's one of those things that a lot of people, they often think it's just, it's extra or whatever, but it serves a real purpose. And we've said it before on the show that nothing we install is going to be quote unquote extra. It's everything serves a purpose. And to have a small drain in the top of the sump pump like that, I'm a firm believer in Murphy's Law, which basically says that anything bad that's going to happen is going to happen at the worst possible time. I think I'm right on that one.
Absolutely.
So, you know, when's a plumbing leak going to happen? It's not going to happen, you know, when prime time you're sitting down to eat dinner and you hear it. It's probably going to happen 3 o'clock in the morning when you're trying to sleep. So,
or God forbid if you're on vacation.
Or if you're on vacation, exactly. So let's just say it happens in the middle of the night and you wake up at 6 o'clock. That's 3 hours of unchecked leaking water that you'll never know about. So I like to tell people, you have the floor drain to go along with that. You have the water watch alarm. They kind of work in tandem. So if you hear an alarm in the middle of the night and it wakes you up, yeah, it's a little inconvenient to be woken up. But you can turn the water off so it doesn't leak for 3 more hours, and you can deal with it right away. And that's something that's going to save, you know, carpet, furniture, any belongings that are in the basement. That's a big, big advantage. So it's something that really it shouldn't be overlooked. And then on top of that, the placement of the floor drain and the water watch alarm are on a sealed crawl space or basement sump pump lid.
It's bolted down.
That is a huge, huge thing. most people, like you said at the beginning of the show, that they're thinking 5-gallon bucket, drill some holes, drop a sump pump in it. It's open at the top. All that stink, all that stagnant, nasty water is going to evaporate up into the air. You seal that in, you don't have to worry about that smell coming up into your basement or crawl space. It's also, if it's in a basement, for instance, a big, big hazard. If you have pets, if you have small children, they can have a chance to fall in there and get injured. There's also a good chance that a cat toy or a baby's toy or whatever gets stuck in there and turns your sump pump on permanently and then
burns it out. Or blocks it and doesn't allow it to come on.
Yeah, it's a troubling thing. So sealing the lid might seem like something that's kind of a no-brainer, but it makes a huge difference.
You know, there's a sump pump really does a good job. A good sump pump with a good installation does a great job. But you know, that water's got to go somewhere, Brad. If that water gets, you know, if that water, the sump pump kicks on, the water travels through the pipe and it's headed outside, and of course, you know, we all know in Delaware and in Maryland, it can freeze outside. And when it freezes, if your line freezes up outside and the water goes up and it tries to get through the line and it can't, where does all that water go?
It's going to come right back in.
Right. So basically what you're going to wind up with is a flooded basement. And even if your sump pump works properly, a frozen line outside can cause just as much damage as a sump pump that doesn't work at all. So we have a solution to that.
You're talking about the ice guard, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is one of those things. I love it because a lot of times people aren't even thinking about freezing lines. You know, like you said, we live in Delaware, Maryland, and Bill said it before. It's mostly mild around here, but you know, there are a couple months where it gets downright cold.
Oh, last winter.
Last winter was, I mean, we had snow in March. I don't think I've ever seen that this area, but it blows me away that it's one of those things that gets overlooked because it happens so seldom and it's so quick most of the time. But not even just ice, it could be debris as well. So the ice guard, essentially what it is, when your sump pump immediately comes out of your house, it's a fitting that goes on the pipe, the discharge line. And it's kind of cone shaped. It's really something that's it's better seen than heard.
Try to describe it, yeah.
And like I said, when we come out for your free inspection, it's definitely something we'll show you and let you know how it works. I think the video is like a minute and 6 seconds. So, I mean, for a minute and 6 seconds, you can afford to look at it, trust me. It's one of those things that it's a fitting that goes right on your pipe and it prevents freezing and blockages from causing your basement or crawl space to flood again. Not only prevents the water from coming back in and becoming an issue, it also prevents cracked pipes, which if you crack a pipe and it's somewhere you can't see it, it's going to leak for a while and then that could create a lot more problems. So we make sure that we use the appropriate fittings and the appropriate products to prevent every little thing that you can possibly think about. So the ice car is just one more of those things, and it's just a fantastic, like I said, it's like a no-brainer. But up until the mid-90s, no one had thought about it. It's a nice innovation to go along with the system.
You know, I think it's funny when I go out to homeowners' houses and they tell me that they had a guy out before me and he recommended a sump pump and recommended several of the same items that I'm recommending. And when I talk about the ice guard, they say, well, there was nothing in there included about that. And at that particular point, I ask them, I said, so what happens when the line freezes outside? You're going to flood your basement. It's as simple as that. So you've got to have something in place to protect that. The sump pumps and the ice guard and all that stuff are wonderful, but you've got to have some way to get the water to that sump pump.
Yeah, you're talking, I've used analogies many, many times. I'll continue to use them. But the one that I love is that when it comes to sump pumps and drainage pipes, I like to say the sump pump is a lot like a city. And if there were no roads to that city, no one would ever go there. No one would live there. It'd be kind of a waste of a city. So when you put the drainage pipes in the ground, whether it be in your crawl space or your basement, you're basically giving roads to the city so that people or water can get to where they need to go. It's also another analogy would be like a heart and then veins and arteries. You know, you wouldn't live very long if all you had was a heart and you didn't have veins and arteries to circulate your blood. So when we're talking crawl space, we're talking Hydralink. I mean, that's something that really that we manufacture here. It's dry zone specific. And one of the favorite things I like about it is that We design the pipe specifically to work with very loose, sandy soils so they don't clog up as easily. And that's something that, you know, we could have ran down to Lowe's and just picked something out randomly. But we took the time to design a pipe that's going to work appropriately for the soil conditions around here. So tell us a little bit about the Hydralink.
Well, if we're talking about the installation of Hydralink, basically what happens is you know, water, hydrostatic pressure from outside actually pushes water underneath and through the walls as well. But it pushes water underneath the footer. And when the water, when we install the Hydralink, we install the Hydralink down at the footer. So we dig a trench all the way around the perimeter walls. We haul in pea gravel. We we fill the trench up with a little bit of pea gravel. Then we put the HydroLink on top. Now, the HydroLink is a PVC pipe that has slits in it, very thin slits all the way around it. And then it's covered with a mesh, okay? And that mesh is designed to try to keep as much dirt out as, and sediment out as possible. And then, of course, we cover that back up with gravel as well. But here's the really nice thing about HydroLink versus a corrugated pipe, which so many people use. Corrugated pipe is very cheap. It's extremely inexpensive. It has a tendency to clog up. And here's the problem with corrugated pipe. One is corrugated pipe can't form an elbow at your corner. So what I mean by that is when you reach the corner of your foundation, it's good. Eventually your foundation is going to turn and it's going to head in another direction. Well, corrugated pipe can't go right up against the footer like the PVC HydroLink can do. The HydroLink, we can actually put an elbow in there and we can turn it right at the footer. Therefore, we're actually protecting the entire crawl space at all the footer's entrances. Whereas corrugated pipe has to be bent. Now, when you bend a corrugated pipe at an angle like that, you wind up losing, believe it or not, close to 4 to 5 foot of protection there. And then at that, you know, and when the corrugated pipe does clog and you call somebody out to unclog it, what they have to do is they got to go out there and they got to dig it all up
and
they
got to,
and then they got to replace it. And I can promise you this, that's not going to be a free charge. Okay. Now with ours, we actually have a T in it and in several spots throughout the crawl space that will have a pipe that comes up out of the ground and it comes up probably about 6 to 8 inches and it's got a cap on top of it. Well, if ours by chance ever does clog, we don't got to dig anything up. All you got to do is give us a call. We'll come out there. We'll take that cap off. We'll push a water hose through it until we can get it completely unclogged, put the cap back on and we're in and out in a couple of minutes.
It's a huge advantage to the HydroLink pipe that we use as opposed to that black storm drain stuff. We're actually getting the signal now to go to commercial. So when we come back, we'll talk more about drainage systems in both crawl spaces and basements.
Do you work with or are you a member of an organization that provides employment information or job referrals? Any organization that regularly distributes employment information to job seekers or refers candidates to employers is eligible to receive information about our job vacancies. To be contacted when we have jobs available, contact Beverly Jones by mail, P.O. Box 237, Cambridge, Maryland 21613. Fax at 410-228-0130 or by email at bjones211@comcast.net. You will then receive periodic announcements of jobs at our stations. MTS Broadcasting LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
When your pet isn't becoming to you, it should be coming to Rough Cuts in Preston. Rough Cuts is privately owned and operated and has been in business for more than 5 years. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Rough Cuts is located on Main Street in Preston and guarantees to be the lowest cost groomer in the area. Try Rough Cuts today. Call 410-673-7312.
Cherokee Home Improvements, locally owned and operated, LEED and RRP certified and ready to tackle any project from siding and roofing to windows, doors, doorknobs, and additions, ceilings, and floors. MHIC number 73910. Cherokee Home Improvements, 443-225-9047.
At Jeff's Service Center, your satisfaction is what counts with every job. Full service on your car or light truck, including brakes, exhaust, suspension, tires, batteries, and Jeff's has 24-hour towing and rollback services. 410-943-4412.
Koski Enterprises has been serving the Eastern Shore for more than 30 years. With over 1 million square feet of warehouse space for storage and a fleet of trucks, they can accommodate most customers' needs, large or small.
All right, thanks for hanging out with us again, folks, here on this beautiful Sunday. Once again, my name is Brad. I'm here with company owner Bill Anderson and sales manager Derek McCara. This is Under Your Home with DryZone. Before we went to break, we were talking about the HydroLink pipe that DryZone uses. It's a drainage system that goes in the crawl space primarily. One of the biggest advantages to HydroLink that a black corrugated storm drain type pipe doesn't have is that it's got a smooth inner surface. If you can imagine the ridges that are in the black corrugated pipe that a lot of people see, most of the time you see it on like a downspout where it's coming off your rain gutter. So that's what they use in crawl spaces for lesser companies. When the dirt hits that, it actually builds up inside those little grooves and builds up a wall, essentially. It's very much like plaque building up in your artery that leads to a heart attack. So essentially by using this type of system and using this type of pipe, you're allowing your house a way to get a heart attack, and you don't want that. So with our HydroLink pipes, they're smooth on the inside. Dirt really can't build up as easily, if at all. It just keeps flowing. And like Derek said before we went to break, the vertical sections that come up out of the ground, the clean-out ports that we call them, those can actually be used to flush out the pipes and clean them periodically. So it's a nice We use a lot of stuff that's longevity, that's going to be used for permanent use. So it's one of those nice advantages that that a lot of people need to be told and need to be taught about.
And it's a question you actually want to ask any contractors that are coming in to give you an estimate is, because here's the deal, my system, everybody's system has the potential to get clogged.
Yeah, okay. It's in the dirt. I mean, it's got the ability.
Yeah, yep. I mean, water moves dirt. I mean, that's how how God made the Colorado River, the Grand Canyon.
Yep.
You know, it was water in a simple stream that made the Grand Canyon. The systems that we use, whether it's in a basement or whether it's in a crawl space, can all be cleaned out.
Yep.
If they can't be, you know, once it's concreted back over, how would you get into it to clean it out? Or once the crawl space liner, whichever liner, you know, you have, if it's filled up, how would you get to it if it's sealed? So we actually do have a way to let that thing be cleaned.
Yeah. And it's one of those things that the issue was thought about beforehand and a solution was found before it ever became an epidemic. So we know what works and what doesn't work. And frankly, dry zone systems are meant to last. They're meant to work appropriately and they're meant to give you the peace of mind knowing that the project that you chose, the company that you chose, was the right one. It's something that you're going to be able to pass on to whoever owns your home after you. Once again, we've talked about warranties in the past on previous shows. With a HydroLink system, 25-year nationally backed warranty. So that's something that if you decide to move, you pass that on to the new owner. Now, next thing they know is, well, your crawl space is conditioned. Am I covered? Sure. I've been here 10. You got another 15 to go. You know, it's a very nice feature. So let's transition a little bit from the crawl space waterproofing over to the style of pipe that we use in basements. And there's a couple of those. So I'm going to let Derek start off. Go ahead and pick one that we use and we'll talk about back and forth.
WaterGuard is basically, it's cutting edge technology as far as the new system.
It's only been around for 20 years.
It's awesome. But I mean, but the crazy part about it is nobody else has it.
Well, and here's the thing. It's because we make it. You know, I mean, well, we don't. I mean, Basement Systems makes it, and that's who we're a dealer for. And the whole thing is these pipes that you put on the side of the footer has basically a chance to fill up with mud. Mm-hmm. Okay. And like I said, once it's filled up with mud, then what happens, right? Water stops moving and your basement floods again. So with ours, we actually take it out of the mud zone. So like in a crawl space, there is no getting out of the mud zone because you'd be up in the air. The mud's there. But in a basement, we have the unique opportunity to where we can actually get it out of that mud zone, get it out of the mud, and still release all that hydrostatic pressure. So it sits on top of the footer. We will end up drilling all these weep holes in the block to reduce all the water that's actually inside the block.
Because those blocks are full of water, correct?
Sometimes they can be, yeah. I mean, when we first started, I always thought it was really neat. You know, we'd drill the holes and water would just come flushing out for a minute or two. And I would always go get a homeowner and say, hey, you want to see something really neat? Because I always thought it was really neat. And then there was this one lady, she just completely freaked out. I mean, she like wigged out. I mean, it was like, started screaming, oh my God, my house. And I'm like, no, it does that. You know, I'm like, it's okay. I just wanted to show you because I thought it was neat. And I always do think it's neat. And to this day, I still find it it's neat how much water those things will actually hold. And then it stinks.
Oh, it smells so bad.
You want to talk about stagnant water? Good night. I mean, it smells just bad.
Rotted debris and leaves and whatnot in there too, you know?
Yeah, it's like wretched filth. You know, I think that's about as bad as I can say it on the radio. And it really is. It just stinks and stinks and stinks. So, you know, we're gonna help stop some of that effervescence, which is that white powder that's on the wall. And that's not a mold problem. I mean, you could literally lick it. It's calcium, it's limestone, it's salt, it's minerals. And water's not building up in the block, then some of that should, you know, dissipate. And then we also allow for any wall leakage itself above the system. And then we have our inspection ports. So once our system's in, like Brad said earlier, you get the 25-year warranty, which is huge. Some people offer double lifetime super duper califragilistic expialidocious warranties that don't mean crap.
Patent pending.
They just don't.
Yeah, patent pending.
Yeah, patent pending goes all, you know, you have to, if you know, it's only going to work if, you know, somebody does something really bad right next to you. At the end of the day, it's backed by our company, and we're experts. We've been doing this for a long time, okay? Many, many, many years. And it's backed by Basement Systems. Been doing it for a lot longer even than us.
Really, the innovators. I mean, they kind of started the whole basement waterproofing thing. So it comes up out of the mud zone. And that's what he's talking about is WaterGuard is surrounded on all sides by concrete and stone. There's really no dirt that touches it. So the other systems, they'll go into the dirt next to the bottom of the wall. Basically, if you can imagine your leg, where your foot is, that's why they call the footer on a wall a footer, because it's a lot like the base of your leg. So if you were to put in the crook of the top of your foot up against your leg is where WaterGuard would essentially sit. The other pipes, the corrugated black pipes that a lot of other companies use, they go in front of your foot. Now, if you're standing on dirt, that means that our pipe is out of the dirt, whereas their pipe is in front of you in the dirt. And as a simple analogy goes, the one that's in the dirt is going to get dirt in it. whereas WaterGuard isn't. However, just in case it does, we have clean-out ports on it, which is a little window, essentially, that you can pull a little door off and look inside the pipe. Now, I like it because it gives a homeowner peace of mind to know that as soon as it's in and there's a rainstorm going on, if they're worried about whether or not the system's working or if they're going to have to wake up in the middle of the night to check, they can pull the little door off and see water flowing through the pipe off to the sump pump. I think that's a really neat little thing that they can do. And then, of course, we concrete back up. Big advantage to our system is we only really need about 8 inches of from the wall to install our water guard, whereas other systems, they may need a foot, foot and a half. You know, it could be a lot more disruption. You may have to remove, you know, water heaters or HVAC, big, big disruptions to your basement and your lifestyle. So it's kind of a huge upgrade from what most people are used to seeing. So,
you know, and another thing too that's really nice about WaterGuard is it has a really, a lot of people ask, well, what about the water coming through my walls? I've got water coming through my walls. When it rains, water shoots out of my walls. Well, WaterGuard has a wall drain as well. And actually, when we concrete back over the top of it, like Brad was talking about, there's a small lip that sticks up right up against the wall, and it only sticks about an inch to an inch and a half up out of the concrete. But it's laid right against the wall. And what happens is when the water runs down the wall, it has drain holes that allow to run on down into the water guard, which is really awesome. Now, some people say, well, when it rains really hard, another part of the waterproofing that goes along with water guard is some people say when it rains really hard at my house, water literally shoots out of holes in my wall and shoots out, you know, 3 or 4 feet out onto my concrete floor. So obviously that seems like it would shoot right over the top of the water guard. Well, we have a product called Brightwall. And Brightwall is mechanically fastened to the wall. It's a non-organic material, so it does not support mold growth. And when water tries to run through the wall or shoot out, it hits the back of the Brightwall, and the Brightwall is tucked into the water guard wall drain. So it actually winds up running down into behind the Brightwall and down into the water guard. And then at that point, of course, gets transferred straight to your sump pump and gets put outside where it belongs.
Yeah, the cool thing about it is, like, the entire system is essentially sealed at that point. It's behind the scenes, if you will. So, what most people are used to seeing, as far as their sump pump goes, it's the open hole on top, and it's sort of an unused area of the basement, and they can't really go in there because the sump pump's in there. I've literally seen people have a sump pump, one of our sump pumps, with a sealed lid, full water guard system, finish their basement afterwards, and they just sort of build an end table on top of where the sump pump is. You know what I mean? It's, number one, it's very, very, very quiet. Like, people are so used to hearing big, loud, noisy sump pumps, and I've been standing one next to one of our sump pumps, and it's like a very low hum. That's all you hear. So it's a huge difference for people as far as what they're used to seeing. And if you have a space that maybe your basement's not huge and you can't afford to have, you know, a utility closet down there, so you're trying to get as much usable space as you can, it's a great way to go, because you could, you know, basically just build a little table or a little shelf or something on top of it, and you're good to go. So that touches on WaterGuard. WaterGuard's are one of our basement systems. We also have something called DryTrack, which is, it's an alternative, and it's basically for just be real quick about it because we're kind of running out of time. But basically, when we're doing your inspection, what we're going to look for is a couple of different things. The type of wall makes a difference as to what we use as far as drainage system goes. And if we look at your wall and we determine that it's a standard, more modern type of foundation, where the footing, the base of the wall, is one piece, then your wall is a second piece, and then your floor to your basement is a third piece. In that situation, more times than not, we can use WaterGuard, because we're not going to break up the structural foundation of the wall. However, there are some walls that are called monolithic. And the way that that's built is the footer, the base of the wall, and the floor of the basement are all one piece. It's basically just thicker around the edges. And then they build the wall directly on top of that. And if we start to chip around the edge of the wall to install WaterGuard, we're actually chipping into the structural footing, the structural base of your wall. And that's not a good thing.
Damaging the integrity of the
wall. Exactly. That can make your walls cave in. So we don't do that. What we generally do is we look at that and we say, let's do DryTrack, which is above ground. Same basic principle. It's been used for years. Very good system. But that's all something that's taken care of during the free inspection. So let me go and give you those numbers and the way to contact us again, so you can get that free inspection, because we're kind of running out of time. You can get us locally at 302-684-5034. You can also reach us online, sign up right there. It's dryzone.com. Or you can send us an email. It's either info@dryzone.com, or you can go straight to Bill, and that's bill@dryzone.com. All right, it was great seeing you again, and great, glad to hear you tuning in with us on this nice Sunday, and we'll see you again real soon.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone.